Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Nearly half of school principals are experiencing burnout at almost double the rate of the average healthy working population. That is the reality described by Anton O'Mahony, president of the National Association of Principals and Deputies, ahead of their annual conference later on today. And Anton joins me this morning. Anton, you're saying that almost half are approaching burnout. Explain what the findings of this research are.
So good morning, Claire, and thank you for the opportunity to have me on. So we did our survey over the last number of years in conjunction with Deakin University, and it came back saying over 45% of school leaders are experiencing burnout. And I suppose when we dig down into that to figure out why the reason for that is, it really is the fact that we're becoming overburdened and overworked with administrative duties and compliance rather than the teaching and learning elements for which we were originally qualified. Okay. You know, so, I mean, we spend our time really working on things like managing the building, managing finances, managing staffing in HR, and particularly managing a lot of compliance-related areas. And that takes up a lot of time. Okay. And I suppose that then is what leads to
I have to say, I was surprised at some of the figures in here, including that principals say that they are working 55 hours a week. Now, that would be over a 5-day working week and 11-hour day. So that's principals going to work at 8 o'clock in the morning and coming home at 7 o'clock in the evening. I wouldn't have thought many principals did that.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Well, I suppose it depends on the time of the year as well. And these findings were sort of a survey over a period of time. But principals are reporting, and school leaders, particularly deputy principals as well, are reporting that on average they are working in excess of 50 hours a week. And I suppose it does come back again to that piece around the administration. If for any reason you're called to do other duties during the school day, dealing with students or staff, which is the work we wish to be doing, then you have to stay back late and do the administration because there's a lot of compliance required.
And I understand what you're saying, that some of this is bureaucracy, basically, and it's taking you away from things you would prefer to be doing. I think a lot of people who work in other jobs would agree with you. Doctors, nurses, etc. would rather treat patients, but there's a lot of stuff they have to do. If principals weren't to do that work, managing the building, managing staff, etc., who would do it?
Well, there's the very point. I suppose our skill set as school leaders is in the area of education. And that's where we'd like to spend our time, helping students and having an impact on their learning. So we would be asking for administrative supports in schools, whereby people with the specific skill sets in the areas of accounting and building management, for example, would be employed in schools in order to do that kind of work. They have that skill set.
So you're saying the principals should be mainly focused on the educational aspect of the school, and you need somebody in an admin or a managerial role to do the rest. That's taking away quite a lot of workload from principals. Would they be accepting a pay cut?
Well, I don't think it comes down to that, really. Really, what we're talking about here is that our primary function as school leaders is to lead learning. If you look at the department's own documents, they talk about to lead learning, lead school development, build leadership capacity and manage the organisation. But the issue that we're having at the moment is the vast majority of our time is going into managing the organisation.
Sure, but you guys do apply for these jobs. Nobody foists them upon you. People choose to be school principals, don't they?
And that is a fair point, but I suppose what we're finding in recent years is less and less people are applying for this job, and it's a profession in crisis, really, from that point of view. And several positions have to be re-advertised on several occasions. And I suppose they say our point is we want to get back to leading learning. And what we're asking for from the government is that they support leadership in schools. And we do note that in the recent budget last week that the minister set aside €3 million for that purpose, to support leadership in schools. Now, we really welcome that sum that she set aside. We feel that it could be a lot more, but it's a good starting point. And I suppose what we'd be looking for, and we'll be meeting with the Minister on Thursday, we'd be hoping to point out to her that we wish her to prioritise the spending of that money in the smaller schools and the DISH schools, right, who currently have pro rata or part-time deputy principals. And if you can imagine a situation where you've got a part-time deputy principal who has to be in class for part of the week and has to be teaching and then equally doing their duty, you can imagine how the hours would then build up. So what we're trying to say here to the Minister is prioritise those smaller schools, prioritise the DISH schools where there's the greatest disadvantage, and give them full-time deputy principals similar to the larger schools. That's where we'd see her prioritising the 3 million.
Anton O'Mahony, President of the National Association of Principals and Deputies, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.